Come November 3rd, Texans will head to the polls. Forget about that. You can vote early, remember. And there are several proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution, which you should be aware of if you're not already. Of course, depending on where you live, there are lots of local issues on the ballot, too. But one in particular is garnering an unusual amount of national attention, considering its local nature. We're talking about Houston's so-called Hero Ordinance. Florian Martin is a reporter who's been covering this important story for Houston Public Media. Florian, it's my understanding this is supposed to be a straightforward municipal anti-discrimination ordinance, at least as I read it. Why the national spotlight here?
Well, it was introduced as an anti-discrimination ordinance, but from the beginning, Mayor Anise Parker, when she introduced it, there was a lot of opposition from conservative pastors that had an issue with a part of the ordinance that basically said, depending on your gender identity, you can choose which bathroom you want to use. So if you're a transgender woman born as a man, you have the right to go into a woman's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that rallied a lot of people. And from the beginning, there was a lot of controversy. The mayor, in the end, took it out. There was an amendment that took out that part about the restrooms.
Right.
But the gender identity provision is still in there, and that basically, that I mean, theoretically, still has that same effect that you can't block someone from going into a bathroom that conforms with their gender identity.
So I guess even though this has been the talk of Houston for some time, I guess a lot of folks on the outside are surprised to see how these battle lines have been drawn, since opponents or many of the opponents have tagged this as the bathroom ordinance. It's not that it would not have the effect that they're claiming, it seems. It's just that there literally is no mention of bathrooms in the ordinance per se. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's no mention of bathrooms, restrooms, or showers. They took that part out, but it's still under public accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the ordinance, that can be interpreted as also including bathrooms and public showers and such. So really, what political experts tell me is that that could still mean if you tell a transgender person who's trying to go into the bathroom that is in accordance with their gender identity, then that wouldn't be allowed. So there could be a complaint filed against them.
I guess one of the questions here is how much of this is about sort of a proxy fight in the culture wars versus how much people have a genuine fear and concern about what this, about safety, I guess, is the only way it could be framed by opponents. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's a good question. I mean, it's hard to say how much of it is just fear-mongering and how much of it is actual fear. You know, the supporters of the ordinance, of course, say that the opponents simply don't like transgender people and are intolerant and don't understand transgender issues. But opponents say, well, this has nothing to do with transgender people. We have nothing against them. It's all about the safety in the bathrooms, because a man that could pretend to be transgender, a transgender woman, could go into a woman's bathroom and then harass women and girls. So how much of it is real fear and how much is fear-mongering? Who knows?
Are people interested enough in this to actually go out and cast a ballot? I mean, how much is this part of the conversation there?
Well, it's a huge part. There's a lot of ads on television in Houston and on the radio. Our poll that we conducted found that pretty big part of the voting population has already made up their mind on this. And it's likely that this election will turn out more voters because of this issue. And if, in fact, there's no knowing if it's because of Hero, but early voting numbers are way up at this point. So, yeah, I mean, there's a big conversation here.
Does that favor the ordinance or no?
Hard to say. What Bob Stein, political scientist at Rice University, told me, and he also conducted the poll for us, but what he says is the higher the turnout, which means the more people that wouldn't usually vote, the more people turn out, the more this will favor the opposition to Hero.
Florian Martin is a reporter who's covering this story for Houston Public Media, and obviously it's a developing story. We'll be talking with him a little bit later as we approach November 3rd. Florian, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.